Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Introducing ADT self-setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest cams and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Easily install the ADT self-setup security system at your convenience. This is so good because I can't set up anything.
I know, me neither.
And they've made it simple. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I can't get an electric toothbrush to function properly.
Yeah, so easy even Conan O'Brien can do it.
That's what they should say from now on. Yeah. No heavy-duty tools are needed. And if you need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Also features Nest cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package.
That's cool.
That's cool. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Katie. Meet Conan.
Hi, Conan.
Hey, Katie.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi.
I'm great.
It's so nice to see you, Katie.
It's nice to see you as well.
You know, first of all, you have a lovely aura about you. You seem very friendly and filled with energy and goodwill.
Oh, well, thank you. I hope that is actually the case.
Yeah, it's either that or the fact that I just had a lot to drink and took some pills. So
Yeah.
So it's one of those two things. It's either you or it's me.
It could be both.
It could be both.
Yeah, both can be true.
Where are you calling from, Katie?
McLean, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C.
Very cool. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I live in McLean right now, originally from St. Louis, Missouri, but spent some time like overseas for a little while. And I am a standardized patient. So that's kind of one of my...
Tell me what I do not know what a standardized patient is.
Yeah. So a standardized patient is a person, typically an actor that is paid to portray patients with various illnesses for medical schools.
Whoa.
So, wait a minute. Yeah. Your job is to go into a medical school and present symptoms, and then they have to try and guess what it is, and that way they can practice diagnosing.
Correct. Exactly. So we're training the future doctors of America, essentially.
Wait a minute. First of all, I didn't know this existed. Second, this is fascinating to me because you have to have this incredible, first of all, abilities as an actor, but also you need to really know the disease you're pretending to have.
Yeah, we get trained on it. So some of the trainings are really hardcore and some are more like, you this thing, do it. So it just depends.
Are you allowed on Halloween or April Fool's to go in with symptoms that you have an alien in your belly, like a xenomorph or something?
I have an alien for my belly, so I could do that. But for my Halloween costume, I actually did this year. I put an alien in my shirt. That's a different story.
This is absolutely stunning. You are trained to go in to a medical school and you have to really commit to having this illness and you have to know that. So I'm guessing you go in for some mild things and say, pretty much present the symptoms of eczema, but you also go in and you have a brain tumor. Is that right?
Sure. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I've done all of the above. You know, sometimes you put on moulage to present cellulitis. So your foot is all swollen and red.
Oh, you do prosthetics as well.
Oh my God. We have, yeah. I've had fake wounds.
This is fantastic. I mean, I'm fascinated by this. And so you go in, you really commit. Do you ever do anything really obvious, like put an arrow, a fake arrow through your head and say, I'm getting these... I was in an archery range and now I'm having pain in my head just so that, you know, just sort of give them an easy pass one day. I've got this pain in my head. It might be the arrow. Oh, A plus is for everybody.
Boom, boom, boom. You get an A plus. You get an A plus. Depending on the year of the student, we make them easier or harder. So, you know, if it's a student's first encounter with a standardized patient, we're going to give them an easier time. So it might be something like, you know, your affect is like a 10 out of 10 on the pain scale. And you're just like, my head hurts so bad or something like that. So they can immediately go to, oh, okay, we're going to go in this. But sometimes it's on the lighter end and it's more nuanced.
Well, how far do they take it? What I'm saying is, let's say you're presenting really bad symptoms. Yeah. Do you ever take it to the point where they have to give you bad news?
Oh, yes. Yes. We do a lot of those. In fact, those are some of the best ones to do because they're pure acting. It's not like, ow, my stomach hurts. It's more of, we brought you in here today to tell you that you have cancer. Even heavier stuff sometimes. So then they have to deal with.
What's heavier than that?
You're right. What is heavier than that? Not much. It could be the cancer or death of a loved one or something like that. But the ones that we do the most are we call them breaking bad news. And that's where they bring you in and we're trained to portray a certain type of emotion when they tell us this.
So this just blows me away. So they tell you, is your name Katie in these scenarios or do you use a different name?
I typically use a different name because it can be like a case name. So I'm playing like, Colleen Cumberland.
Right. Sure. It seems to me like I love that your name is Katie Culligan, but you'll only play a Colleen Culligan. The thing is, they've got to be Irish. And the diagnosis is always the same. You had way too much to drink as a child. So my question is, okay, you really commit as an actor then to them telling you, me saying, hey, Colleen, we have really bad news for you. This is a kind of cancer that spreads quickly and you've probably got 6 weeks. And do you cry? Do you get, wow, this is to help them train to deal with this situation.
Right. Yeah. So we're often trained to be as authentic as possible. So if the student isn't very good at delivering the bad news, we might react a different way than if they were fantastic at it. So I find that on those days that I have to portray those cases, these are 90-minute encounters with the students where it's a lot of time and energy and emotion. And I will absolutely get to the point of tears, sobbing. Sometimes people yell, scream. It just depends on what they're feeling that day. And
I didn't know this existed. It makes perfect sense that it does, but this is mind blowing.
Yeah. Did you have to audition for this an actor would for a role?
Yes. Yeah. So basically the way that you get into this is, and you don't have to be an actor to do it. Some people are not actors and they're quite good at it, but you have to go in and they essentially have a standardized patient who's been doing it for years audition you in a room. They're the med student. You're the, the SP. You learn a case, pretty easy one. And then you have to portray that case. So let's say it's appendicitis or something like that. You have to have a certain level of affect, memorize this information to regurgitate back.
Yeah. Okay. I have a question. Do you ever see that the student is struggling and you want to help them out? So you cheat a little bit and go, pancreas. Pancreas feels blocked near the duct, the ulterior duct. And then they're like, it's an ulterior duct blockage of the pancreas, A+. That's what I would be doing. I would constantly be feeling like I gotta help these people out.
Right
cerebellum feels like it is over articulated with blood.
Just a guess on my part.
You'd know better, Doc, but that's what's written on my hand.
Let's get out of here.
We do often feel that way. We do. But we're not allowed to.
This is incredible. I'm amazed by this.
I want to try can we do something that's not so heavy, but let's try Conan out. So you're the doctor and you're going to give him some news and let's see how he
Am I
you're
the patient?
Patient?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. She's going to audition you and see if you could handle
Katie,
this.
Katie, I'm the patient and my name is Patrick. I'm just going along with your clear bias towards the Irish. I'm Patrick O'Shanahan. I'm a spot welder and I'm here and tell me what my symptoms are?
I would come and I say, all right,
take us through it, Dr. Culligan.
Knock, knock.
Hey, hello, how are you?
Patrick, is that the, do I have the right person, Patrick?
Yes, yes. Okay. Oh, you're a good doctor. You know the name of the person you're talking to.
It's very important to do that. Just to check. So I heard that you are in here for some concerns. What is it that brings you in today, Patrick?
Oh, I got to tell you, I'm having this problem. It's me leg. Me right leg has a tingling sensation. I have a little, peripheral neuropathy on the right side of the foot. That's what my mother used to call it in the old country. Peripheral neuropathy. And I get a tingling feeling there. I've lost some sensation in me right leg. And I sometimes, it comes and goes, but it seems to be affected more by my diet.
Ah, okay. Can you tell me about your diet, Pat?
I eat a lot of sugar in rich foods.
Oh,
lots of sugar. I start off every day eating a chocolate bunny rabbit. And then and then I follow that up with some maple syrup. Mm-hmm. And then I have myself a wedding cake, five tiers. Mm-hmm. And I even eat the bride and groom that are made of icing on the top. And then I drink 7 liters of Coca-Cola to chase it down. Yeah, that's a normal breakfast for me.
I'm just a janitor here, but I think he's got diabetes.
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah.
Why's the feckin' janitor in here piping up? Get the feck out of here.
Sorry.
You goddamn janitor. That's not what I'm paying for.
Sorry
about that. Sorry that, Mr. Patrick. Diabetes. Diabetes is what we think is going on. Has anyone ever told you you've had type 2 diabetes, perhaps?
You know, I've seen 35 other doctors, and they've all said type 2 diabetes.
Hmm.
And they've taken blood tests and said, yes, type 2 diabetes. But I always thought they were full of shite, so I just walked out on them and came to see you.
We're so glad you're here, Patrick, and we are going to tell you the same thing.
Oh, now I'm going to be very upset, and I have to test your skills of handling someone who's upset. Oh, I'm so upset to have type 2 diabetes. There's no cure. There's nothing I can do.
You know what? Actually, Patrick, there is something that we can do. We can work with you for diet, lifestyle, exercise. There's even some medications we can get you on.
Wait, are you saying I might have to do a little bit of exercise and eat a little bit less sugar?
I think we could work with someone to...
Then I'll feckin' kill myself! I'd rather die than do.
Well, sorry,
I'm channeling my people because that's how we feel. That's how we feel about any lifestyle choice. Hey, you could live a perfectly great life if you would slightly alter your diet, lose a little bit of weight, and maybe take a walk occasionally. They'd get a gun and blow their brains out.
Nothing brings a family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know,
beat.
I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loudspeaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
weird. I should
have
rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. This is fascinating. I'm so impressed. And tell me about your life very quickly. Anything going on with you?
I'm 37 weeks pregnant right now.
Oh.
And just have to say, Matt, congratulations on
Thank you, little one. Congratulations to you.
Guess what, Matt? Don't be fooled. You're just pretending to be 37 weeks.
Wait,
that's the problem.
Give me some of your symptoms.
Yeah, that's the problem. Katie, that's the problem with you. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a belly. She just showed us.
I think you just...
It's
that's
prosthetic.
The problem is that I don't believe anything she says
no.
medically. I mean, that's the problem is
yeah,
that I bet you came home and told
your partner like, yeah, you know, I'm pregnant. And he's like, yeah, right. Whatever. Leave your work at home. Leave your work at work. Don't bring it home.
I love that.
I do like question. To mess with him. But yeah. Yeah.
Do you ever, because you're probably so well versed in medical symptoms at this point, like get a minor symptom and you're like, oh, great. Now I have lupus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have you have an internet in your head at all times.
Yeah.
It's true. I actually have learned a lot about the medical system. And I think when we first start as SPs, we definitely get in that like that WebMD mode. But over time, you actually get to know enough where you're like, oh, you know, actually, no, this is, you're fine. This is what this is. This is what that is. And it's like, oh, if it's this, we need to go to the hospital right now. Gotcha. So I feel like more educated.
So you test the doctors pretty much exclusively on being able to determine what your disease is from the symptoms. Is that the limit of what you do? I mean, that's a lot.
Oh, no. We do a lot more than that because there's a lot about bedside manner, communication skills. Also, are they able to take feedback and learn from that? Like, can they be directed, essentially? So it's everything. You name it.
I have a question. Do you ever... Yeah. You know, test their professionalism, like start to come on to a medical student to see if they behave properly.
Right after the cancer diagnosis.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like that's the time. I have definitely tested their professionalism. Some cases are built like that, where you actually keep kind of poking to try to get more information about them that they're able to kind of open up to you, and they have to deal with the ethics of that.
Okay. But you've never said anything like, "Hey, you're super hot." after my MRI, let's go get a drink, and then if they say sounds good to me, you can say you flunked, that kind of thing.
No, I haven't done that, but I can actually tell you, I do know people that have done that. Not flunking them, mind you, not flunking them, but they've actually been like, "This guy's cute. I'm gonna find him." And I'm going to ask them out. So this
after
has happened.
The session?
After Whoa. The session, yeah.
And it wasn't a what? Test. They were really interested.
They were really interested. This wasn't the test.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is that amazing? I know.
Is that how you met your husband?
Yeah,
it is you can not, tell us. Sadly. No. I met him through college. But I, you know, there were times before.
Were you really at the college when you met your husband? Or were you pretending to go to college?
Yeah, what's real, Katie?
Katie. I don't know. And Katie, your name is Katie Culligan, which sounds like you're spreading, someone who spread typhoid in the 18th century, you know?
Yeah.
You don't seem like
Mary.
I think this is all made up. I think everything about you. You spend so much of your life faking things that you don't even know what's real anymore.
That wall behind you is just going to fall down.
No, I've been around for a long time. I would say 800 years. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Keeping it tight.
So, Katie, is there anything? I'm very impressed by you, Katie, by the way. And I really am. I sincerely am. This is very cool, and you're very intelligent and poised, and I think it's very amazing what you do. Is there any way I can help you? Is there a question I can answer for you? You're the one with all the knowledge. I don't know why you'd ask me anything, but I'll give it a crack.
Okay, so I do have a question for you. I know we just did a bit of our own encounter, but if you had the opportunity to legitimately go in and be a standardized patient for a day, Conan, what character and ailment would you like to portray to help educate the future doctors of America?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I would love to play someone with a mental illness, meaning that I have lots of different personalities.
Yes.
Something that really, because Matt will tell you that may actually be true.
Yeah.
I'm
I was hoping you'd say that, so I didn't have to.
But I think I might want to go in. It would give me also a little more fun if I could go in and jump between different people and they had to figure out exactly you know, what my mental condition was. I think that would be more fun for me than pretending to have diarrhea. You know, I think I'd rather go in and have something that as an actor, I could really put my teeth into, you know, and to me, that would be multiple personalities, paranoia, sudden bouts of insane grandiosity followed by me collapsing into utter despair and sobbing, something that would get me an Oscar. That's what I would want to do.
Okay. I think you'd be actually really good at that.
And is there a name for that besides being an actor in Hollywood? What is that?
I think that's that every is audition. The title of the case, actually.
I just describe most of the people that I interview and work with professionally.
So you can just channel all of them, put it into one encounter, and really scare the students. But, you know, they need to see.
You should bring me in. I would do that, by the way.
Okay. Katie,
if you want to bring me in sometimes, and I'll just put on a mustache and just act like a raving lunatic. And you could get, you could give me a couple of tips on that leads them to a certain kind of, oh, he's got, you know, this is a complete psychotic break, or, you know, whatever the medical, you know, truth is. You could help me get there. But I would do that. I like that a lot.
I think we would love to have you. And I also think that you could just do one that's yourself and you're trying to get the doctor to give you something because you're a celebrity.
Oh, right? That's great. And I've done that with real doctors. I can tell they're kind of a fan and I'm just say like, hey, look, you know, maybe you got some good pills or something. And I really push them on it to try and just... score some sweet, sweet pills. And it often works. I take half and I resell the rest out of my trunk.
That makes sense.
Hey, Katie, before we wrap up, I hear that you had a really interesting reveal for the sex of your baby. Is that right?
This is correct. Yes. So we found out that I was pregnant back in the spring. And my husband, Derek, had a great idea. It was my favorite idea at the beginning of pregnancy. He said, what if instead of doing a normal gender reveal, we got Kenny G to announce the gender of our baby?
What?
I was like, done. Yep. So we got him on Cameo because Kenny G's a boss on Cameo. Turns out I'm a huge
what's
fan.
What's he pulling down on Cameo for a session?
Ooh, I think with his saxophone solo, which was important to the reveal, it was about $350.
Okay, that feels about right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. $350.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing the mental math in my head. I'm afraid to ask what I would get on Cameo.
You would do well.
Okay. You'd be top tier.
Okay. Yeah. That's very nice. I wonder, Kenny G, I have a question. Anytime I've checked out, someone's shown me a video from Cameo of somebody, you know, wishing somebody happy birthday. They're always in their bathroom. And there's always a kind of cruddy shower curtain in the background.
Two birds, one stone.
Yeah. And it's just, exactly. And I'm just, I don't know. It's just, it's always these people that were on sitcoms in the 80s or had a decent movie role in the 90s and then kind of disappeared. And they're always in their bathroom and the shower curtain always looks kind of ratty. Was Kenny G in his bathroom?
No, he has a studio. He's got the whole setup. Maybe it is a bathroom that looks like a studio, though. So I don't know. Could be a backdrop. However, he was in there. He was playing a saxophone. And we asked him for one song if it was a boy, one song if it was a girl.
What were the songs?
They were two Kenny G songs. So we did Baby G, if it was a girl, like Baby Girl. Uh-huh. And then The Joy of Life, Joy Boy. That was a bit of a taller order, but Joy of Life, if it was a boy. And so when we got my sister-in-law, Carolyn, to be the middleman, if you will, and she got in touch with him, knew the gender, and then played it on a large screen TV. And so when Kenny G said it, I'm going to play The Joy of Life, boom, boom, boom. We knew it was a boy.
You have to be well-versed in Kenny G for that to land, because I would sit there and watch it and go, I still don't know what we're having.
Do you mind if I break in for a second, Katie? And I would like to, just with my limited knowledge of that story, I'd like to diagnose Kenny G. And my diagnosis is desperate for cash.
Poor Kenny G.
Oh no. He asked for it.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, Katie, delightful talking to you. I really am impressed by you, what you do, and I'm congratulations on this baby boy, and I wish
you
all the best, and I sincerely hope our paths cross, because I would love to screw with some medical students. I think that would be really fun. That'd be a really funny remote segment if we could get everyone to sign. Yeah, so I'm gonna track you down. We got to do this. All right, Katie.
I'm here.
Thank you so much. You're very nice.
Thanks.
You're very nice too. Thank you both. So nice to meet you.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Obsessian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Doers, mowing season is here with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.